Blog Talk Radio.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. That's all I'm say.
Well, my goodness, we have, listen, we have thoroughly been blessed. I'll tell you what, God knows what he's doing. Listen. God knows what he's doing. Listen, she didn't even need no introduction. She just came right on in there. And I just thank God for First Lady Prevost today. I thank God for her. I'm going to tell you something. If I want to be encouraged, you know who I'm going to call on? I'm going to call on First Lady. Because I'm telling you something. She going to lift you. Listen, I'm going to tell y'all something. Something about one of the things that she said, was sometimes you just, you're doing everything you can do, but it ain't working. it ain't working. And then you got a father, you can call on him. And you see how she just had, you can hear how relaxed her relationship is with her father. You know, you can hear how relaxed she is, and that's from walking close with him. You know, when you have a relationship, you know how women are. Let me say it how it is. Now the girls, the females are supposed to be able to get anything from their daddies, right? and the sons are supposed to be able to get anything from their mamas.
Okay.
All right, but either way it goes, it's about relationship.
Right.
Either way it goes, it's about relationship. You got to be close enough to somebody that you can get whatever you want from them. Mm-hmm. Y'all know about how when you get in trouble and the things are in place, the order's in place, who does what is in place. How many know when you get in trouble? When a girl get in trouble, she gonna run to her daddy, and daddy gonna keep mama off of. When a boy get in trouble, he gonna run to his mama, and mama gonna go to fence and tell daddy go easy on him. You know, everything has its place, is what I'm saying. But it's all about relationship.
Right.
It's all about, you know, staying close to somebody. Amen. But let me tell you something. God loves us all the same. That's on a normal level, you know, building relationships. That's on a normal level. But we have so many flaws in our normal sense, you know. We have so many flaws. But I think that the biggest problem that we have in ministry, you know, when we get all burdened and weighted down? Because we don't have opportunities to testify like other people do.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have opportunities. You know, we can't let it all out in front of people because people are watching us. You know, so we hold it all in. And we come to church Sunday after Sunday, and we take how we feel right back home. Amen. And mm-hmm. I know we have a prayer life and everything, but so much of us is dedicated toward helping other people. Amen. Mm-hmm. To where we're pushed on the back burner. Our needs aren't met as much. But that right. is why we got to have this prayer life. And listen, that's what this program is about. Come on. That's what this program is about. You don't get to testify. You can't always tell it like it is. Listen, this is that platform where you have. I love how she was so transparent, you know, about not knowing her father and everything. She was transparent about it. This is a place where your transparency is appreciated, you know, and it's respected. Praise God. Amen. And we see how God has brought her a long way. She even said she was hell on wheels. She said that. She said, hey, sister girl, I wasn't no walk in the park neither. Come on now. If the truth be told, I ain't no walk in the park now, but thank God for the Holy Ghost. Because that old man, come on. That old man is always there. He always want to rear his head up. But we have learned how to keep ourselves under subjection. Amen. Mm-hmm. That's what we have done. because what does the scripture tell us to do? What does the scripture tell the children to do about their father? Obey your parents. Obey your father. Come on. Obey him. Do what he tells you to do. Come on now. And when we do that, Ephesians 6 and 1, children, obey your parents in the Lord. This is your parent in the Lord. It didn't even say your real father there. At first it said, children, obey your parent in the Lord, for this is right. Second, it said, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. Do you understand that? He said, obey your parents in the Lord first, and then the second following that. You know, because sometimes your parents in the Lord might not be lined up with the Lord. Come on.
Right.
They might not even be saved.
Come on now.
They might not even be saved. Amen?
Right.
But come on now. But that lets us know that we need to seek that relationship with God. Seek that relationship with Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Because the word tells us exactly what to do as far as obedience. And we know that obedience is greater than sacrifice. If we want a relationship with our Father, the kind that we can go to him and ask him for anything, then we need to learn about him. Come on, we need to get in this word. That's how we know him, through his word and practicing his word. And the more we grow closer to him, he said in his word, ask what you will. If a man please God, come on, ask what you will, you know. As long as it's according to his will, if you want to please your Lord, you know, you're not going to be asking for anything outside of his will anyway. I don't even want nothing outside of his will. I don't want it. Amen. I want what God has for me because it's better for me. And it's not just for me. It's for your children. Come on. Come on. It's for your children's children.
Okay.
You know, we can pass this on down through generations. Amen. Ephesians 6 and 4 says, fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in training and instruction of the Lord. Amen. And I'm a product of that. My mother got saved. She got sick when I was very young and taken away from us. But I was in church long enough to get some training. And even though I grew up and went on my own way, the Lord brought me right back around here to this sanctified church, the one that she was in. Come on. Only God can do that. God is in control. Amen. And I don't know. This is an open conversation. The floor is still open for testimony. Just say raise the praise if you want to pray, if you want to testify. We're talking about fathers on today. And, of course, we just heard this wonderful testimony from First Lady Prevost. And I got to say this, y'all, that was pure. That was right off the top of her head. I was going to go a whole nother way, and God said, honor fathers today. I promise you, before I got online, God said, honor fathers today, and told me to contact her. I just contacted her before we came on, and she just rolled it out there. See, that's natural. That's pure stuff there. You didn't take no tests or nothing. That's pure stuff there. Amen. And that's what God is calling for today. Real people. She said she can't do nothing but real. And you know what? That's what we got to do. We got to be real. When you're real, you can be yourself. You ain't trying to be nobody else. You could just be you, and that's enough. And that's enough. You know what? I'm enough for me. Come on. I was just thinking about somebody that I was witnessing to yesterday, and I didn't say it to him, but I could see it. But someday I'm going to say it to him. You know what? You can't live with somebody else until you learn how to live with yourself. Whew, I just said
Amen.
Something. Listen, you ain't at peace with nobody because you ain't at peace within. Amen.
Come on.
But that's why you got to know God, because you will put that, you'll take that word, and then that word says, let the peace of God rule. That peace got to rule on the inside first. You got to come to terms with all that mess that you are, the wreck that you are, the wretch that you are. Come on, you got to let Lord clean you up. Amen. Amen. Before you try to move somebody else in there with you. Come on now. Come on.
Come on.
Yeah. Amen. She was talking about the marriage and stuff. All the married people, tell the truth. don't care how long you've been with somebody. I don't care if you live with them. I don't care what. The minute you say I do, come on now. You're going to see something you ain't never seen before. Am I lying? Am I lying? You'll be like, what? What? I married the devil. What? And that's what my husband said about me. Come on. Hallelujah. When I say all hell unleashed on our relationship, but you know what? Me and my husband came to the understanding that the devil don't want us together. He is really trying to break us up, but he is a liar. And we had to get on the same page because we wasn't on the same page at first. But I tell you what, when we got on the same page, we was, like they said, the force to be reckoned with. I was a force all by myself. But when we got on the same page, come on now. Hallelujah. Well, you got me going, First Lady. You got me going. I'm just saying.
And
the reason that we was able to stay together was because we both decided not to work on the other person, but I'm going to work on me.
We both decided.
A lot of people that get married ain't even committed. They're not committed.
Mm-hmm.
They say I do and don't even mean it. Because they already got a prenuptial, whatever that thing is. They didn't mean it. They didn't mean that at all.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? What's yours supposed to be mine? What's mine supposed to be yours? Why got to be some kind of agreement in place? Come on. Anyway, I ain't talking. But I'm just saying, people aren't even committed. They think they are, but they're not. You find out real quick in a relationship if they committed or not. So we wasn't committed. We thought we were, but we weren't. But after we brought God into us, we did get committed. We let him be the one to make the decisions, not us, because we couldn't agree on stuff. Okay, well, let's let the word decide.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Put him in the middle. We put him before us. We put him behind us. We put him above us. We put him all around us. Amen. And that's why we're together today. It ain't because I'm so smart. Amen. It sure ain't because he, but I will say this, he had to know more than me because I thought I knew something. He did have to know more than me because I always said I ain't never going to marry somebody that don't know more than me. can't help me. Can't. And that was in my natural mind, but in my spiritual mind, the Lord helped me see this, that I needed to be equally yoked. I needed to be equally yoked with someone, a like believer of the word, someone that loved the word like I, somebody want to live like I want to live, equally yoked. Amen. And so those are the things that we got to have in place. And then when it comes to those children, amen, God has to help you agree on those children. God has to help you agree on what a father is supposed to be, what a mother is supposed to be, what parents are supposed to be. You got to be in that word, and you got to be ready to read that word and demonstrate it. Demonstrate it. And you set the example for your children, amen, because they're going to follow. And even though, the natural man going to always follow your bad habits. That's just natural. It's just going to come natural. Amen. That's why you got to get rid of your bad habits. How about that? You want to be listening to the Lord? Get rid of that. Oh, this is what my family do. Oh, this is how we always do. Stop doing it. Stop doing it. If you want to see a change, you know, because when your kids grow up and do that same thing you did, who is to blame you? You. Amen. That's the example you set. So I just thank God for that message. I can go on and on. I'm gonna take a pause for the calls right here. I'm gonna stop right here and see if there's anybody that wanted to give a testimony of on any level about their natural father, about their spiritual father, about the wonder work of miracles that God has done for you. God's your father. Is there one? Amen. Go ahead, raise the praise. Is there one? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen. Well, we thank God. Amen. Thank God. Praise God. Anyhow. And so we are talking about fathers on today. Amen. We're celebrating all the fathers. There were many fathers in the Bible. Praise God. Amen. But our main father was God the Father. Amen. And so we got some scriptures today that we're going to share with you about being a father. Amen. God intended, for the fathers to be celebrated. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. When you're a good father, you should be recognized. Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And your children will honor you. Amen. The Lord will honor you when you honor your parents. Amen. Psalm 103 and 13 says, as the father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. Amen. We understand compassion, the compassion that the father has, because it's the same as the compassion that God has on us. That's how we understand compassion, and he wants us to have compassion. I did have to learn the lesson of how not to be so hard on the kids. That's a lesson I had to learn. Anybody else have to learn that? That's a lesson that I had to learn.
Amen. Are you?
And I had girls, so I was hard on them girls. Yes, I was, because I didn't want them to be soft. And, I didn't want no one to take advantage of them or run over them or, but I couldn't protect them from things that were going to happen to them, but I could teach them the best way I knew how. And I was tough. I was a tough little cookie, because I had to survive, and I had a survival instinct. And that's the main thing that I taught them to do was survive. But I didn't always give them the love that they need, just affection, just to hug you and to kiss you and tell you I love you. I gave them all the things they wanted. It was hard. I worked many jobs, and I did a lot of things just to give them what they wanted. But that's not the show of love that God is calling for today. And that's one of the things that she was talking about. I know she was referring to, the enhancements, the enhancement drugs, and the things that we do that we call love. Amen. But God, you don't know what love is until you know the love of God. You don't know what love is until you know how God has pardoned our sins. Amen. That's when you know the love, real love. The love of God, it don't stop when you mess up. we mess up, and then people don't want to fool with you no more. They don't want you to use you no more because you messed up. Amen. But God forgives you, and he cleans you up, and he still uses you again. Ask David. He still used David. In spite of his mess up, he still used David. But why? Because David was sorry for what he did. He repented, and he asked God to give him a clean heart and renew a right spirit in him. And that's what sparks God's compassion. When we admit we're wrong and we confess our faults and we repent and we don't do what we did anymore, then God will show us grace. He'll shower us with his grace, and he'll shower us with his mercy. Amen. And that is the compassion. God wants us to have the same compassion for him, for other people, that he has for us. Amen. And so that's why we thank God for his word. He shows us what he wants. Praise God. He shows us every single day what he wants. And then there are some things that she was saying, and I'm still talking about the testimony the first lady gave. And sometimes when we're wrong, God will chastise us because he loves us. Amen. But Proverbs 3:11 and 12 says, my son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves as a father the son he delights in. And so we see where that pattern comes straight from God, for us to discipline the ones that we love. That comes straight from God. Amen. Right. And that discipline is good for us. Like you said, it doesn't feel good at the time, but on down the way, you're going to be thankful for it. When you get old enough to understand, you're going to appreciate it. Amen. And that's when you love her. That's when the children come back and they honor you, you know, because you stayed with them. You took the time to raise them. You took the time to discipline them. Amen. You took that time to discipline them and teach them.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Is there someone that wanted to make a comment? I heard a voice.
Yeah, I was just, I really enjoy, I got on here a little late, but I've been listening.
Okay.
This is Angeles Danita Davis.
Hey.
Good afternoon to everybody. I was listening. Oh, Lord, I must have been done called in by 12, but it was 12:26 when I called.
Oh,
and I on numbers, I had to hung up and then dial the right number. So, but I'm just grateful that I made it in, and I thank God for his discipline. I thank God for his love. I thank him for his chastisement. I was just talking to my mom about 2-3 days ago, and I was just telling her that very thing. We were talking about some things, and I said, now that I look back over my life, I said, I'm glad you gave me a whooping. I'm glad you disciplined me. I'm glad you treated me different from my other sisters. I said, because I am who I am because of today. You know, she don't have, I barely calling, Mama, can I get this? Mama, can I borrow this? Mama, she, if anything, she's calling me. You understand?
All right.
So I'm grateful that what I've been through, it taught me how to stand as a woman and make, and ask God when I came to know him how to make wise decisions, because I didn't want to be a foolish virgin, if I could say it like that.
You know, when you talk
about the five wise and the five foolish, they all had the same thing, but the five foolish didn't make wise decisions. And I didn't want to be a foolish virgin. Once I read that scripture, I said, God, I don't want to be like that. I want to be a woman of honor, a woman that people will be able to trust, to depend on, to, you know, I want you, if ain't nobody else proud of me, it means the world to me, to life to me, if you, God alone, are pleased with me. So,
yes,
I'm grateful that he will teach you things little by little as you grow in him, so.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Evangelist Danita from that's my
learning though. That is, I don't believe I'll stop learning until he come to take me home. You understand?
Come on.
I want to remain teachable. I learned that you gotta be teachable if you want to learn anything. You gotta be teachable.
That's right.
You can't just go thinking you just know everything, because even when you go to different churches and different places, sometimes different things take place in. If you don't know how to go with the flow or humble yourself to submit, to learn different ways, then you gonna run into a lot of problems.
That's right.
I'm not to compromise with ungodly ways, but if it's a godly ways, and maybe that leader of that house may teach some require certain things of that ministry and of the people that he's over versus this other one, then if you don't know how to humble yourself, I don't care if you got your PhD, your GED, your CH, whatever, but if you don't know how to submit, even in marriage, if you don't even know how to submit, you can't be teachable, because I'm learning, too, that you can learn through anything. God is constantly talking to you in everything. And people just don't get that, you know.
That's right. That's right.
And so I know I'm up there in age, but I still want to be able to learn from the older women of God.
Amen.
I love the wisdom of God. Because when I was little, I didn't like whoopings. Come on, somebody.
All right.
I don't want no whooping. Why do I have to get a whooping because of what someone else has done? I was like, Lord, that is not fair, Jesus. So I don't like whooping, but I know they're good for you, because it make that the silly woman in you come out. mm-hmm. and make the wise woman of you come forward. So,
yes.
I'm grateful. I just want to remain teachable because I'm yet learning, and I just pray to God that I would never come out of that mode of remaining teachable. So,
thank you, Jesus. Amen. And you know what? We can always learn something if we're teachable.
Amen.
We can always learn something if we're teachable. Is there another comment before I go on? Amen. Praise God. Another testimony before I go on. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you. Proverbs 14:26 says, whoever fears the Lord has a secure fortress, and for their children, it will be a refuge. Amen. That's right. Your kids know. Even though they don't, you know, sometimes they act like they didn't hear what you said. And sometimes they may stray away from your teachings. Amen. But you know what? When they get in trouble, they know where to come. Amen. Your prayers Amen. Are covering them. You know, I just thank God we have a son. Man, it's actually my stepson, but it's my husband's son. And he lives in another city, and they actually moved away from us when they were very young. Amen. And I'll just, in a way of a miracle, testimony. Amen. Me being a stepmother, that's always been a touchy, you know, position to be in, you know. They didn't.
Right there with you.
I know I could get some kind of amen. They're not always accepted, amen. I remember my baby girl, she was pretty spoiled and used to kind of running things to a certain extent. Thought she did anyway. But when I put the hammer down, I put the hammer down. I had the hammer, trust. I had the hammer. They knew when to back it up. They always knew when to back it up. Because one thing I don't tolerate is disrespecting no child. Don't tolerate it from mine. Don't tolerate it from nobody else's. Just don't tolerate it. But she was, you know, she was just in the house with me. And so she got her way a lot. So when the Lord finally did sin, my companion, she thought it was, she had some kind of say in it. So she gave him a rough ride, but I set her real straight. I'm like, wait a minute, you know, I'll be sitting up here by myself rocking in a chair waiting for you to come home, and if I let you run off this companion that God gave me. No, I'm just telling you what kids will do. And then I had to deal with that same thing with his kids, you know, like, even though their mothers deceased, that the kids kind of just had an animosity. What are you supposed to do? Just stay by himself, you know, just be alone, you know. I don't get it. But anyway, long story short, I wasn't accepted. And even though I tried to take in one of them, I tried to bring them in our home and let them live here. And I tell you, boys, that young man, he gave me a run for my money. I'm telling you, he took me through. But on this week, on last week, we had one of the nephews that get married, and my husband married him. And first of all, that young man came back home, and he called it home. He came home for that wedding, and that was a big deal. You know, it was his vacation. He told me. He came, while he was here, he came down and he did something he'd never done before. He sat down and he talked to me. And never did that before. That was a miracle right there. I've been praying for this young man all along. I've been praying, amen, that God will touch, you know, and heal. And he was taking out his anger on me. You know, I wasn't responsible for what happened to his mother. You know, I wasn't responsible for how things went down. I just came along, but I was being treated poorly because of the past, and I didn't have nothing to do with it. But you know what that young man said? He sat down and had a conversation with me, and he told me he was sorry. He was sorry that he told me he was sorry. He did not appreciate everything I did. He was sorry, you know, that he was unruly with me, and that he didn't do what he was asked to do. He just was sorry, and he wanted to give me, he wanted a chance to tell me that, and that was one of the reasons that he came home. And he don't know, but I already knew it was a change in him just because he came home, because he thought it was important. Well, he could have went somewhere else on his vacation and did something else and just had fun. He thought it was important for him to come here for that wedding. It's a life event. He thought it was important for him to be here with the family. That right there let me know he was changed. And then, boy, when he started talking about God, woo, I listen, the tears just began to flow. That's an answer to my prayer. That's a miracle. Amen. He started telling me some things that he had been involved in and some drugs, sex and drugs. I mean heavy drugs and just some things. And he just, in his mind, he had went to get help for it. And they tried to put him on medication. And he said, I can't do that medication. And I'm just going to do this on my own. I'm going to depend on God. And I was like, oh, my God, that's just the best thing that I could have heard. That just blessed my soul so much. Y'all, prayer changes things. Yes. Amen. If you believe it, you know, we just got to hold on for our kids and everything and just believe God for their deliverance. And he's able to do it. He's able to do it. But, and so I was just saying how, you know, being an in-law can be a bad situation. Same thing with my daughter. She got married and her mother-in-law, you know, just wanted she wanted him to be with somebody else. Didn't you know? Come on, y'all. We gotta want what God wants for us.
Right.
Come on, we gotta want what our Father wants for us. You know, when our parents tell us don't go there, don't do that, we gotta learn how to listen, because that's the voice of God sending a warning to us. And even if you're grown right now, you got spiritual parents, and they're trying to tell you and teach you things, we got to receive their teachings. Come on. We got to receive that word. Amen. Because that's God trying to protect us and keep us. Amen. And he don't want to have to whip us and chastise us. Amen. But he will do it.
Yes.
He will do it. Amen. Because he wants us to be in his will, in his will. And you know what? When we get in his will, amen, we won't be afraid of anything. We don't have to worry about nothing when we're in his will, y'all. One thing we can't get around, y'all, is being tested. Come on.
Amen.
We cannot get around being tested. We are going to be tested. Amen. So you might as well go on and testify. People ain't testifying because they don't want that test. They don't want to be tested by their testimony. Come on. That's why they're not testifying. That's why they're not going forth when people call for the testimony in church. I'm just talking about in church. How many people get up and testify? First of all, you wait a long time and somebody will finally get up and testify. Amen, but with me, it's always, you always testifying. You testify too much. The devil is a lie. I'm going to tell about the goodness of Jesus. Come on.
Right.
I'm going to tell of it. Don't nobody tell her. I'm going to get mine. I'm going to get my blessing. Come on, I'm going to get my breakthrough. Amen. That's why I say I'm going to get mine. You better be getting yours, because you can miss your blessing when you have an opportunity to testify and you don't testify. You're missing a blessing. You're missing a blessing. There is a blessing in testifying and telling about the goodness of the Lord. That's all I'm saying. Amen. In Deuteronomy 1:29-31, amen, says, then I said to you, do not be terrified, do not be afraid of them. The Lord your God who is going before you will fight for you, as he did for you in Egypt, before your very eyes, and in the wilderness. There you saw how the Lord your God carried you as a father carries his son. All the way you went until you reached this place. Amen. I come to tell you right now, I don't know where you are, what you're going through, but I can tell you this, God picked you up and carried you there. Yes, he did. Amen. Because you wouldn't have made it in your own strength. Amen. Yeah. You wouldn't have made it. You would have fainted. You would have gave up. Amen. But some kind of way, let me make that personal. I wouldn't have made it. I can tell you how many times I feel like giving up. Amen. But that somebody, God always sends someone to encourage me. Hallelujah. And guess what? It ain't the president of the United States.
All right.
You hear what I'm saying? It ain't always a big wig. Sometimes he just sends a small voice and says, I am here, like she said in her testimony. I'm right here with you. I'm going through this. I'm carrying you. I'm holding you up. I am in your life. I'm doing this for you right now. I know you can't see it, but I'm working it out for you. I'm working it out for you right now. And so I thank God, amen, for knowing that he is my father. Amen. And in Romans 6 and 13, he says, be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous and be strong. That, you know what, that's when somebody like God tells you to be strong, amen, he's not telling you to be strong in your own power. He's telling you to be strong in the power that I've given you. I've given you power.
Amen.
I've given you this fight. Come on. I've already given this to you. You've already won.
Yeah.
You have already won. Amen. All you got to do today is just believe that. Amen. Joshua 1:9 says, have I not commanded you? Who? That's the Father speaking. That's God. That's the Lord. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Come on, Lady Prevost, ain't that what you said? He was with me. He was with me. He's with you all the time. He's with you. And see, that's why we got to teach this to our children. That's why we got to give our testimony. That's why we got to tell somebody about it. Amen. Why? He commands us to. He commands us. Deuteronomy 6:6-9. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your heart. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your house and on your gates. We got to talk about this. Amen. We got to open up our mouths and talk about this. Amen. When we get together with our family together. Amen. Instead of talking about what everybody is doing, how about somebody talk about what Jesus is doing? Talk about the goodness of the Lord. Amen. The only time we say something about Jesus at our family gathers is we say a quick, bless the food. Amen.
All right.
Amen.
That ain't even a good blessing over the food.
My Jesus.
Amen. Some people say, Jesus wept, let's eat. It's the shortest Bible verse they could come up with. Instead of really praying over the food, amen. But when I cook, I pray over the food while I'm cooking it. Y'all ain't even got to worry about blessing it. I blessed it. Come on. Amen. Amen. Yes, I pray over that food. Yes, amen. Thank you, Jesus. We're just talking about God, the Father. Amen. We're talking about fathers in our lives. Amen. Just the example that they set. God has given us a clear instruction on what everybody should be, where they stand, and how they should operate. Genesis 2 and 24 says, that is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh. Amen. You left your father and your mother. You left them to become a father and a mother. At some point, you know, that means you have reached a stage of maturity, you know, where you're not dependent, you know, upon on them for survival. I'm not saying you don't ask them for something. Amen. It's mothers and fathers. I still do things for my children just because I want to. I honor, on Mother's Day, I give my daughters something because I think they're wonderful mothers. On Father's Day, I give my son son-in-law something because I think he's a nice father. I just honor what they do. I still do nice little things for them. I buy little stuff for them, little gifts for their house. And if they need something, they know they can come to us. But when you grow up, you have been raised and trained to be responsible for yourself. Amen.
Yes.
And then
yes.
You're responsible for your children. Amen. You're responsible. You take responsibility. And First Lady Prevost was talking about Elder Prevost, and I thank you absolutely, because my husband was a father to my children. Well, the first child who didn't know her father, he died when she was a baby, and he was a father to her. Amen. He was a father to my daughter. She has 7 children. He's been the only father that she knows. That's her daddy. Amen. And when I say he took care of her and he took care of them children like they were his own, I mean, my whole family, it wasn't nothing they could get. That's what kind of man God will send you. I love what First Lady was talking about. See, he won't send you nothing that's fly by night. He won't send you nothing that's temporary. He'll send you somebody that's permanent. Permanent. Amen. Someone that is meant for you to be with on this walk. Amen. And he'll make you what they need. Come on. He'll make you the helpmeet that person needs. We all got different walks and everything, but God knows all of us. He knows everything that we need. And see, I had to learn and I had to understand. First of all, I had to make up in my mind, I don't want to hurt my husband. I want to help him. You know, and I, boy, I got a mouth on me, y'all. Woo-wee. Yeah, listen, just take a gun and shoot me. Just take a gun and shoot me. I'd rather you just shoot me. Instead, just put me out of my misery. Please don't talk. Don't lecture me. Amen. My mouth is so lethal. Ooh, I make you want to slap me. Amen. Amen. But God delivered me. He delivered me. When I say he taught me how to shut my mouth. Listen, that was a miracle right there. That was a miracle, because I had something to say about, come on. Amen. And that didn't have no place in a marriage.
Right.
It did. I had to learn that you got to let a man be a man. Amen.
Yeah.
And you show him the respect, and he'll show you the respect. Amen. If you listen to him, then he will listen to you. I'm talking about a godly man. It don't work, you know, for everybody, but I'm just saying. It's a point that we both had to get to, was listening to each other. How many know that listening is a skill? It's a skill that has to be learned. You don't, everybody don't know how to listen. Just
to
listen.
Say that.
Listen means shut up. I'm still trying to get it. I still have to, you know that little emoji where you got to use a zipper? I have to zip it up. I have to zip it up. Boy, I be itching to say something, but God say, don't say it, don't say it, don't say it. Just be quiet. And I tell you one of the things that you said, when you talk about a pet peeve, my husband does not like to be interrupted when he's talking. Amen. And I understand that.
Wow. Right here, over here, over here, over here.
Oh, my God. Oh, that he goes completely surrogate. And I, then I'd be wanting you to finish what you're saying, and he don't want to finish it. Okay, I have learned how to be quiet and let him finish talking. Don't just let him get it all out. Just let him get it all out. And then, even though he interrupts me when I'm talking, I ain't gonna say that. Now, I ain't going to say that.
Wow. All up over here.
I ain't going to say that. Amen. But it don't matter. I don't, you know, I'm just saying. It does matter, but I just learned how to help him however I can help him. If me being quiet and listening to him, it may be just a season where he just needs to pour out. Okay, I'm going to just listen. Amen. How many know that sometimes people just need to get it out? They really, you know, they don't need to, they're not, I don't want to say it. They don't really want to hear what you got to say. They just want to talk.
And then they don't want to hear what God got to say. Because the words just coming out your mouth.
Uh-uh.
Amen. I'm just going to leave it right there. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
I'm just saying. Listen, but a conversation is supposed to be two ways. I'm just saying. A conversation is supposed to be two ways, but it's not always that. But God will give you the wisdom, you know, if me saying something is going to cause a commotion, then I, you know, to avoid the commotion, I just won't say it. But I will pray about it, and then what will happen is God will open up the door later on. He'll come back, and he'll do one or two things. He'll either say, what do you think? You know, when people want to hear what you got to say, they will let you know. I want to know what you got to say. That's when you go ahead. They're ready to receive you. But ain't no sense in talking no brick wall. If somebody going surrogate on you, they shut down on you. Ain't no sense in you trying to talk to them because they're not trying to hear what. I'm just saying you got to use wisdom. That's all, and that's okay. Just maybe now ain't the right time. That's all. Okay. Well, let me know when you want to talk. You know, I've learned that. You can tell when somebody is willing to talk. And then also, you know, when you go to them and you need to talk, well, they should be ready to listen to you. That's all. Amen. So I'm just saying God will give us wisdom. But the main thing is he has established the relationship, the mother. He's established the father, you know, and what their relationship is supposed to be to each other. You know, you should be able to go to your husband. You should be able to go to your wife. And I just love God because he just blesses us when we serve him. Joshua said, but if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day who you will serve, whether gods your ancestors served before the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in the land you are living. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And let me say this about a man of God. I have the utmost respect for them when they are following after Jesus. You know, because the scripture says, follow me as I follow Christ. And I have the utmost respect for the man of God, for the one that delights himself in the Lord and his household. Amen. He dedicates his home to God. He dedicates everything that he does to God, and that he has that lifestyle, and that is that's why his house is a secure fortress. That is what secures the fortress. Come on now. Amen. That's why it's a house of refuge. Amen. Because of the Father is God. The spiritual Father is God. You know, you can walk into somebody's house and feel the peace in it. Amen. That's what I want people to feel when they walk into our house, you know. You know what? That is an indication that we're doing what Ephesians 5:25-37 says. Husband, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with the water through the word. Amen. That's husbands are loving you when husbands are loving you. I ain't saying they don't make some, you know, errors or make some mistakes. But you know what? I can overlook my husband's errors because, man, I know that man loves me. My. Come on. I can overlook his shortcomings. I know he loves me because he get up every day and go to work. Amen. Because he is committed to providing. He's not going to work for himself. He's going to work to please God and to please me. Listen, I don't care what his shortcomings are. I recognize what he does for me. That's what I'm saying. Hallelujah. I recognize how he tried to make sure that I have not just what I need, but he tries to give me what I want. Even though sometimes I ask him for something, he will say no. I'm like, really? And guess what? Before the week is over, he'll go out and get it himself and bring it to me. Yes, I'm spoiled.
Lord.
But that's the jewel that God gave me. You understand?
Yeah.
Amen. That's what God gave me. He gave me someone, amen, that is after my heart. I'm after his heart. I spoil him too, y'all. This is two-way. I spoil him too. Yes, I serve him with good china. Yes, I do. Amen. The food is cooked when you're ready. The clothes get washed. The house is nice and clean. Come on now. Yes, amen. And when he goes
amen.
When we go out, we both looking good. I'm not just looking good, but we both looking good. Come on now. Amen. I'm just talking about relationships. When you have that kind of relationship with somebody, you can get what you want, even if they don't want to give it to you. Be like, you don't need that. Well, I just want it. I know. But he has told me no, and guess what? I abide by his decision. That was a hard one. Now, that was a hard one when he has told me no. But I appreciate however he feels about something. And it's been some times, you know, that he's made mistakes and stuff, but I had to let him make mistakes. I was saved before he was. I had been saved a much longer time than he had. I had been saved a long time when he just got, you know, saved. Praise God. But God just brought him forth in such a way that, you know, he got into that word and he was so hungry for it that he went for it, y'all. He went after it. And just like I believe First Lady Prevo said at first, that God did a quick work and just turned things around. Amen. And it's only going to take as long as you take. I believe that's what she said. You hold up your own blessings. You hold yourself up. Ain't that what you said? You hold yourself up, amen, because you want to surrender to God's will. You're just holding up your own blessing.
Come on, amen.
But I tell you what, he just went for it. He wanted it like that. And I tell you, he went for it. And he was like Jonah. Jonah made a long journey. I can't remember what the specs are, but he made a what was supposed to be a very long journey. He ran all the way. He went the opposite direction, but when he got out of that belly of the whale, he ran all the way to where God told him to go, where he wasn't going at first. But we got to be in God's will, that's all. And it may not always be comfortable, I'm just saying, but if we just go through, amen, it's going to be good for us. That's why I say we can't get away from the test from testifying. We can't get away from the test. And somebody said in a message on the other day that we don't have no choice. I believe it was Minister Maxine said we don't have no choice what the test is. We don't get to pick and choose our test, amen. But we just got to go through, amen, and know that the test or what's going to bring us and what's going to make us better, amen, and what's going to help us, amen. And the fathers, you know, like I said, whether you know them or not, here's the thing, they did father us. They did bring us into this world. Yes, the Lord used them. We don't get to choose who our fathers were. We don't get to choose who our family was. We don't get to choose our situation that we're born into, amen, or some of those situations that we go through. But we do get to choose to accept Jesus Christ in our life. We do get to choose to believe that God is. Amen. We do get to choose who we will serve. That's what we get to choose. Amen. We do get to choose to receive the gospel of Jesus Christ in our lives. Amen. And to believe that there is another way different from this sinful way, that we don't have to live in our sins, but we can be saved, amen, redeemed, amen, by the blood of Jesus Christ, amen, and we do get to choose to accept Jesus Christ in our lives and to surrender our lives over to him and to give our lives for him. That's the choice we get. We get to choose how we will surrender our will, what we will do with our will. We get to choose that, amen. Hallelujah. We get to choose the greatest Father of all, which is God the Father. Hallelujah. And the Son and the Holy Ghost. We get to choose that. Amen. We were even talking about, hallelujah. We were even talking about the Holy Ghost on this morning. And Minister Ray was saying how that some people don't want the Holy Ghost. And that is true. People don't want it because they don't understand it, amen, and they're afraid of it, and they fear it, and they don't want that to get ugly. They don't want to be baptized and maybe falling out and doing things in front of people, but that's pride. That's pride, but if we would just humble ourselves and receive this, choose to receive this awesome gift, listen, I want the Spirit to fall on me. I'm not going to try to, you know, make myself a number, but listen, I'm going to stand here with my arms stretched out wide and say, Lord, touch me. Hallelujah. I need a touch. I need a touch from you. Hallelujah. Let some drop fall on me today. Amen. I need you. Come on now. I need you. I need you for myself. Amen. And God, when we choose him, listen here. First of all, let me get this straight. He chose us. He chose us before the foundation of the world. He chose us, y'all. He already chose us. How you know? He sent you. He made you. He chose you. We are chosen, y'all. We are chosen. We're chosen priesthood. We are the priesthood. He chose us. That's why we got to choose him. He chose us first. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so, yeah, I want that. I wanted the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I want it now. I wanted it then. I want it now. I want it forever. Amen. I want to feel him. I want to feel him on the inside of me. That's how I know he's alive. How you know he's alive? I feel him in my hands. I feel him in my feet. I feel him all over me, and it just encourages me, and it stirs me up to open up my mouth and talk about him. It stirs me up to give him glory. It stirs me up, amen, when I'm going through to lift up, hallelujah, to praise and to raise the praise and to magnify him. When I'm going through, it stirs me. And even when I might be a little heavy laden, a heavy burden, guess what? It stirs me to reach out to somebody who can help me, help lift me up, help lift me up. Come on, we're going to help lift each other up. Amen. That's what your testimony does. While it's lifting you up, it's going to lift somebody else up too. And then he said, if I and I be lifted up, then I'm going to draw all men unto me. And right now, hallelujah, he's drawing us, hallelujah, to him. Right now, he's drawing us. I don't care what your circumstance is. I don't care what your situation is. If you would just begin to lift up and magnify and praise your Father, which is in heaven, hallelujah, it's time out for reciting it. Yeah, we know you know that prayer. You know you will have rehearsed it. You have learned it, and you have said it. Amen. But are you living it? Do you really mean it? Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We lift you up, God. We magnify you, Lord. We glorify you. Yeah, I'm going through something right now, but hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Anyhow, amen. I might not feel good in my body, but God, I praise you. Anyhow, amen. The storms might be coming against me, amen, but I praise you anyhow. Praise God. Amen. Somebody's going through something right now. They need to just begin to magnify him. Hallelujah. They just need to glorify him. Thank you, God, for being our Father today. Thank you, God, for making us today.
Hey,
thank you, God, for creating us today. Hallelujah. Hey, God, you made me. You made me to your glory, Lord. You made me, hallelujah, to your honor. God, you made me to praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. And with that, my lips, I will bless your name. With my, I will open up my mouth, God, and I will give you the praise. Hallelujah. And I'm giving you the praise, God. I'm magnifying you, and I'm glorifying you right now for everything that's going on. Hey, God, I'm glad for everything. Hey, because you said in your word to give thanks in all things. And, Lord, it may sound funny, but I thank you for the pain. Yes. Hallelujah. It may sound funny, but I thank you for the trial. Hallelujah. It may sound funny to somebody, but I thank you for the temptations that you have allowed me to get around. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for using me today as a vessel. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for my testimony. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you for it right now. Hallelujah. And I ain't going to turn back. Hey, ain't nothing going to turn me around. Ain't nothing going to keep me quiet. Ain't nothing going to silence me, God. But I will tell the world about the wonderful works, about the wonderful things, hallelujah, that you have done for me, what you did in the past, what you're doing right now, Lord, what you're doing in the future, Lord. And my expectations are you a great God, because you are a great God. Hallelujah. And you don't do nothing small. Everything you do is great, Lord. Hallelujah. So I thank you, Lord. Somebody ought to give God the glory. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to give God the praise. He's waiting right now. He's waiting right now for you to praise him. He's waiting for you to magnify him. Hallelujah. He's waiting for you to join in with the angels that are sitting around him right now going, holy, 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 holy. Hallelujah. I want to be with those angels. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Even now, I praise you, Lord. Even now, I magnify you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, I just thank you, God, because I feel so much better in my soul. I feel much better. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to feel better talking about Jesus, and you're going to be talking about what you're going through. You're going to feel better lifting up the name of Jesus, and you're going to feel lifting up, hallelujah, that circumstance or that situation. Amen. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for knowing him today. Hallelujah. I thank him all the way back. Yeah, sometimes you need to just go back. Hallelujah, and look at all the wonderful things that God has done for you. Sometimes you need to go back and look in retrospect and see where God has brought you from. Hallelujah, he kept you. Hey, he was with you all along. Hallelujah, not just walking and talking with you, but he picked you up and carried you over those rough spots. Hallelujah, just like he took the Israelites through, that he brought them through that Red Sea. He parted that sea for them. Hallelujah. Right now, hey, glory to God. He's parting the seas for you right now. Hallelujah. He's parting the seas of trouble that's standing in front of you right now. Hallelujah. He's commanding those waves, hallelujah, to go from side to side. He's commanding that ground to dry up, hallelujah, that's standing in front of you in the name of Jesus, so that you can step on it and so that you can walk across it. Hallelujah. If you believe, hallelujah, you can receive your healing today. Hallelujah. If you believe, hey, you can receive your breakthrough today. If you would just believe, hallelujah, you can receive your miracle on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for praising in advance. Hey, praise him in advance. Hallelujah. Don't wait. Don't wait. Don't wait till the battle is over. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But you can shout right now. You can give him the glory right now. Hallelujah, because you've already won. If you believe that, you better begin to get up. Hallelujah. Praise him. Hallelujah. Get up and do your holiness dance. Get up and do your dance right there in your living room, in your car, on your job. Go off in the bathroom. Do what you got to do. Go in your secret closet. Amen. And give God the glory. You give him the praise. Hallelujah. In the middle of the day, he's worthy of the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. I don't care where you are. He's worthy of the glory. He's worthy of the honor. Hallelujah. He's worthy of the praise. Hallelujah. And I tell you, once you tap into him, amen, let let him tap into you, hey, and he will lift those heavy burdens right now in the name of Jesus. He will break those yokes. Yes, he will. He will. He will loose those shackles. He will do it. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, he did it before. Hallelujah. He can do it again. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And he will do it again. Hallelujah, because he can't fail. Jesus can't fail. We can fail, y'all, but Jesus can't fail. The Lord can't fail. Hallelujah. So let us not be guilty of not praising him. Let us not be guilty of not looking up to the hills from whence cometh our help. Come on, lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift up your heads, ye everlasting doors. Come on now. And the King of glory shall come in. Come on now. Who is the King of glory? Come on, the Lord God, mighty in battle. I'm talking about the Father on today. I'm talking about my Father. Hey, I don't know if he's your Father, but I do know that he's my Father. He's always been my Father. Thank you, Jesus. And I just thank him for being my Father today. Hallelujah. Because he can talk to me like nobody else can talk to me. Hey. I can talk to him like I can't talk to nobody else. He can understand me when nobody else understands me. And he can speak those still soft words. Hallelujah. He can speak to me in a still soft voice. Hallelujah. That just calms my soul. Hallelujah. And he just wants to calm your soul over this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's all he wants to do is be the Father. Amen. In your life. And you just got to open up that door and let him in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let him be Father to you on the day. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We just thank him. Hey, come on, praise him. Hallelujah. Come on, praise him. Hey, Abba Father, Abba Father, Abba Father. Abba Father. Abba Father, Abba Father. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hey, God, we can't praise you enough, Lord. We can't glorify you enough. Oh, we can't thank you enough.
Hey.
Thank all our provisions, Lord. You meet all of us.
Will you put that in this atmosphere? The Lord is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? Real simple song. I want to teach it to you tonight. The Lord is my life, salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my life, salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yeah. Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait on you. I will wait on you. You, yeah. I will trust in you. Yes, Lord, say. I will trust. The Lord is my life. Everybody sing. The Lord is my life, salvation. Whom shall I fear? You say it. Whom shall I be afraid? No, no. The Lord is my life, salvation. Whom shall I fear? No, no. Whom shall I fear? I will wait. I will wait on you. Yes, say it again. Say, I will trust in you. Yes, yeah, sing. I will trust in you. The next part goes like this. Listen, I want you to go home singing this. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. You say, I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. The Lord is my life and salvation. Who shall I be? Who shall I be afraid? not always the easiest thing to do, but I will wait. Will you raise up your hands and receive Bishop James Morton?
I will trust in the Lord. In the Lord, till I die, I will trust in the Lord. Hey, I'm gonna try.
Nothing. Give me you, everything else can wait. Give me you, I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you, Lord, give me you, Lord, give me you, Lord, give me you, give me you. Lord, give me you, I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you, Lord, give me you, Lord, give me you, Lord, give me you. 'Cause it's me.
Everybody look at somebody and tell them, I need you.
I need you.
You need me.
You need me.
We're all apart.
We're all a part of God's body.
Stand with me.
Stand with
look at somebody. Tell them, agree with me.
I love you. I need you.
what's up, family? Here we have I'm Going to Trust in the Lord. Just with a little, I guess, a little flavor to it. Just with a bounce. Okay, so we're in F, and the scale to F is F, G, A, B flat, C, D, E, F. Okay, let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all the blessings that you have given us. Please let us learn this so we can move on to new and better things. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. All right, so basically it was a basic pattern. So C and A to D and B flat to E flat and C. Back down.
Honest with you, it was hard. people like me, those that struggle with insecurities, acceptance, and even self-esteem. You never felt good enough, you never felt pretty enough, but imagine God whispering in your ear, letting you know that everything that has happened is now.
I just wanna